This is Terry Mandel, D.O. Dick Chang, an attorney letter to Dan Gore, attorney at law of the Ken Nunn Law Office. Dear Mr. Gore, per your request for an independent medical evaluation on your client, Sandra Ritz, please note the following medical letter, period. First name is Sandra, S-A-N-D-R-A. Last name is Ritz, R-I-T-Z, period. On January 31st, 2025, I performed an independent medical evaluation, period. I reviewed an extensive amount of medical records, comma, took the history directly and took the history directly from the patient via telephone. Took the history directly from the patient via telephone, comma, and reviewed an extensive amount of medical records, period. A doctor-patient relationship was not established, period. New paragraph. The patient is a 60-year-old female, height 5'6" tall, weight 185 pounds, who was involved in a fall injury on or about December 26th of 2020, period. This occurred outside of a nursing home where she fell on ice, period. She fell backwards and hit her head, period. Although she denied loss of consciousness, she did have abrasions of the scalp as well as immediate pain in her right shoulder, comma, head and scalp, period. Despite adequate treatment, present day, she is still having pain and diminished range of motion in her right shoulder, period. She was told she had a torn rotator cuff and required surgery on December 7th of 2021, period. New paragraph. The right shoulder pain occurs with mild diminished range of motion, period. She was told she had a torn rotator cuff and was treated with surgery, comma, physical therapy, comma, medication, comma, and chiropractic care, period. The pain is described as intermittent, period. It occurs approximately 2 days per week, period. The duration is a couple hours each day that she is having pain. It is described as a dull ache, period. The pain ranges in intensity from a good day of 0 out of 10 to a bad day of 6 out of 10, period. The pain is non-radiating, period. New paragraph. The timeline of treatment, as best recollected by the patient, was that day she was seen in the emergency room at Memorial Hospital. She was treated and released after x-rays and a CAT scan, period. She was placed on narcotics, period. She saw her family doctor, Dr. Zahar, Z-A-H-R, several times and referred to St. Charles Surgical Pavilion, where she saw a surgeon who ordered an MRI and ultimately did surgery of her right shoulder, period. She was referred to physical therapy for several weeks, period. She followed up with her family doctor and then chiropractic care, Dr. Bartley, B-A-R-T-L-E-Y, period. Dr. Bartley did several weeks of chiropractic care, and she followed up with home exercises, period. New paragraph. Activities of daily living are affected as follows, period. The patient has problems throwing a ball, comma, playing with dogs, comma, crocheting, comma, using coloring books, comma, housework, comma, yard work, comma, sleep, comma, and lifting over 15 pounds, period. New paragraph. Prescription medications include Cymbalta, comma, Synthroid, and occasional over-the-counter medicines for this condition, period. New paragraph. Present treatment for this condition includes exercises, comma, over-the-counter medicines, including over-the-counter analgesics and anti-inflammatories, period. New paragraph. Past medical history is positive for hypothyroidism and depression. New paragraph. Past surgical history is positive for hysterectomy, comma, left shoulder torn labrum from an auto accident in 2010, comma, and cholecystectomy, period. New paragraph. Past traumatic medical history reveals the patient never injured her right shoulder in the past period. The patient never had surgery on her right shoulder in the past period. The patient never had a torn rotator cuff in the past period. The patient did tear her left labrum of her shoulder in 2010 from an automobile accident period. The patient has not had prior fall injuries, period. The patient had a work injury 1.5 months ago where she hit her head when she raised her head and lacerated the right side of her head, resulting in 3 staples, period. She did not have loss of consciousness with this, period. There was no permanency, and she was only treated once in addition to the staple removal, period. The patient had a work injury in 2014 due to an allergic reaction to a uniform that resulted in a rash and allergic reaction to the right leg. It resolved without permanency, period. In 2010, she had an automobile accident where she tore her left labrum of the shoulder with surgery, and it did result in permanent pain, period. In 2018, she had an automobile accident where she had a concussion with 9 staples, but no permanency, period. In 2023, she had an automobile accident with a head injury and concussion with staples, but no loss of consciousness or permanency, period. The patient was given disability on her back approximately 2015 from repetitive lifting of heavy bags at TSA, period. New paragraph. Patient's occupation is she is a floor associate at Rural King and works part-time, period. Because of the injuries from this fall injury that I am doing this evaluation, she missed 2 weeks of work, period. New paragraph. Upon review of the medical records, I'd like to comment on some of the pertinent findings, period. Emergency visit at Memorial Hospital for this injury, December 26, 2020, states patient presents after mechanical fall after she slipped on ice, period. She fell backwards and struck her head, period. Describes right shoulder pain, period. She has an abrasion to the apex of her scalp and swelling to the area, period. Complains of moderate pain, period. She sustained a blow to the head, period. They documented the abnormalities on physical examination, including mild distress, large contused area with hematoma and abrasions to the head, as well as a posterior occipital scalp region, period. Right shoulder mild tenderness, period. X-rays of the right shoulder were negative. CT of the head, no acute disease. Clinical impression was single contusion with soft tissue hematoma and abrasions to the scalp, period. ED nursing documentation, December 26, 2020. Chief complaint fall, slipped due to ice, fell onto concrete surface while walking. Location of injury was occiput and right shoulder, period. Slipped on ice and landed on her bottom and then hit her head on the concrete, period. Another record from Memorial Hospital, March 31st, 2021, MRI of the right shoulder. Indication was the fall of December 26, 2020. Conclusion, high-grade tear of the supraspinatus tendon, period. This may represent a small, full thickness tear, period. St. Charles Surgical Pavilion. Operative note, December 7th, 2021, post-op diagnosis, right shoulder 1, partial-sided bursal rotator cuff tear, comma, approximately 50% or less, period. Number 2, biceps tendonitis, biceps tendonitis with high-grade partial insertional tear, period. 3, subacromial bursitis with mild impingement, period. 4, previous history of adhesive capsulitis, period. Operative procedure is right shoulder arthroscopic 1, rotator cuff augmentations/repair with cuff men, period. Two, biceps tenotomy, T-E-N-O-T-O-M-Y, biceps tenotomy, and tenodesis, T-E-N-O-D-E-S-I-S. Three, subacromial decompression with acromioplasty, period. Unrelated emergency room visit, November 14th, 2022, for evaluation of a motor vehicle accident, period. She struck a deer, period. Hit her head on the door, period. She had a laceration above her left eyebrow. No other pain anywhere else today, period. Clinical impression, one, motor vehicle accident, two, facial laceration, period. Orthopedic and spine note, March 31st, 2021. Returns to the office today for repeat evaluation of her right shoulder, period. MRI was obtained out of concern for rotator cuff tear, period. Sustained injury to her right shoulder after a fall on ice outside a nursing home visit, period. She has been cared for Dr. Bartley. She has been cared for by Dr. Bartley with chiropractic care, period. Had worsening of noted loss of motion, period. Assessment right shoulder pain likely resultant from a combination of small rotator cuff tear with subacromial impingement and adhesive capsulitis, period. Another orthopedic and spine note, March 3rd, 2022. Follow-up of right rotator cuff repair with biceps tendon tenodesis, period. She had surgery on December 7th, 2021. She can tell she is not, overall, she can tell she is not 100%, period. On physical findings, forward and lateral flexion to 130 degrees. Is not painful above 130 degrees. She does have discomfort, period. Plan, allow her to return to work with 20-pound lifting restriction and minimal overhead use, period. New paragraph. I, Dr. Mandel, after performing an IME and reviewing the medical records, have found that all of her treatment as outlined above and for which she has sustained as a result of the fall of December 26, 2020 were all appropriate, comma, reasonable, comma, and medically necessary, period. New paragraph. Diagnostic impressions of Dr. Mandel are one, right shoulder trauma, comma, pain, comma, strain, comma, bursitis with impingement, comma, tendonitis, comma, right rotator cuff tear slash supraspinatus tendon, comma, and adhesive capsulitis, period. The above requiring surgery on December 7th, 2021, period. Number two, head trauma, comma, scalp laceration with hematoma, comma, let's say not comma, it would be head trauma, number two would be head trauma and scalp laceration with hematoma resolved. Number three, small scar of the scalp, period. The above three diagnoses were directly caused by the fall of December 26, 2020, period. New paragraph. At this time, I am rendering an impairment rating, period, utilizing the book Guides to the Evaluation of Permanent Impairment, 6th edition, by the AMA, referring you to Table 15-5. The patient qualifies for an 8% upper extremity impairment, which converts to a 5% whole body impairment, period. The basis for this 8% upper extremity impairment is strictly and totally a direct result of the fall of December 26, 2020, period. By permanent impairment, I am meaning that the patient will have continued pain and diminished range of motion in her right shoulder for the remainder of her life, period. As she ages, she will be much more susceptible to arthritis in the right shoulder region, period. New paragraph. Future medical expenses will include the following, period. Occasional over-the-counter medications will cost approximately $60 a month for the remainder of her life period. Some additional shoulder injections will cost approximately $3,000, period. A TENS unit will cost $500, period. New paragraph. I have not provided medical care or any treatment for this claimant, period. I have not made any referrals or advised any treatment, period. I have reviewed the patient's medical records, comma, took the history directly from the patient, comma, but I have not performed a physical examination, period. The purpose of this was to do an independent medical evaluation based upon the records and history, period. We have not entered into a doctor-patient relationship, period. New paragraph. The above opinions are based solely on the information provided and mentioned above, and they are expressed within a reasonable degree of medical certainty based upon the scientific principles accepted in the medical community, period. I am dual board certified in both family practice and also osteopathic medicine, period. I have over 40 years experience in these types of cases, period. The patient gave me oral informed consent to conduct this review and share my findings with any party who requests this information, period. If I could be of any further assistance, please feel free to contact me. Sincerely yours, Terry Mandel, DO, end of dictation.